It just so happened that one day round the bay, there by the barracks yard, a big truck come and dump out a truckload of sand. Wah! Yeah, my boy, I said to myself, now you're talking, boy, let me go lay down in it. No sooner said than done, and I was the first man there. Boy, I lay back and cross my leg and cross up my hand and behind my head like a contemplating clouds in the clear blue sky. The next second, I jump up and I run back home to the head of Pay Street for my mother towel and an umbrella for style. And then I grab up a can of sardine, two French bread and a red soda, and I fly back to the beautiful new sand at what I know gonna soon be the Barracks Yard Bay and Beach Club. Yeah, my boy, I said to myself, now you're talking, now you're talking. By the time I reach back, three or four tourists had done find the spot, but I threw down myself right in the middle of them, and I put on my shades, and I opened my sardine. Just then, a big hard-faced man say, hey, Bokwa, what the hell you think you're doing? You can't see we come to mix up concrete and cement? I say, what? You're crazy? Why are you coming to the beach to mix up concrete and cement? The man say, is you the one who crazy? Who the hell tell you this is a beach? We making a waterfront for big truck could pass here. I say, what? Is you is the one who crazy? Look the beautiful blue water day. Look the sun here. Look the people in the middle. We here in the barracks yard waiting boku and many years, my boy, for somebody to bring sand for the beach. Man, the people them been laying down in the mud full of crab hole and rock stone and bathing in the water with the bottom full of broke shell and bear can. And the tear on them building sand castle out of mud. And don't talk about when the gut running and the night soil coming down, then we make a mud pie out of that. No, man, we waiting 200 years and more for this sand to come and for somebody to fix up that gut. We want no concrete and cement for the beach. How the people them gonna lay down on concrete and cement? Where you want to have to jump up with your coal pot and your fish fry and your marby and your blanket and everything every time some stupid mother skunk in a big truck want to pass? You crazy? No, man. I said, bring more sand. This is the place right here, my boy. In fact, we should extend the beach all the way from West Indian Dock to Chachatown. I mean French Tongue. You know the beach belongs to the people them, and that way every day will be like Christmas morning for the whole of Charlotte Amalia, my boy. Man selling Freako and Jumbie bead left and right, woman selling pate and benya by the pung. Tourists from all over the place coming to see the most beautiful tongue in the world, with the biggest and the best and the most beautiful beach in the world, right in the middle of it. And the people them will own the whole thing. Man, I tell you, bring more sun, bring more sun.